is the technical difficulties we're playing Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
More of a value pack with each passing year.
Everybody's favourite Gary Brannan, Gary Brannan.
I kissed a gull and I liked it.
Did you just say gull?
Yes. Okay, that was the joke.
Okay, just
enunciate then.
And the bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
I didn't come up with anything to say here.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding. And the special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
And today we are talking about the Norwegian butter crisis.
Oh! Of all the crises, up there with Cuban missile, I always find.
I can't believe it's not a margarine crisis.
Oh, that actually clarifies what I was going to ask, which is
ERO-OCK.
I'd like to say it was on purpose. No. Just slid into that one.
Oh. The Norwegian butter crisis.
Was it a crisis involving butter?
In Norway.
You can both technically have a point for that, but I'd like a bit more.
Is that a bit like an essay question where you're just repeating the title, basically, to get you out of deep water?
Now, the question I have to try and think of the answer of is, did they have too much or too little? I'm going for too much butter. Butter lunch.
Butter lunch.
The question was, too much or too little?
Not too much.
Too little.
Exactly the right amount, which freaked everybody out.
Gary gets the point.
Too little butter.
So if there's a butter crisis, does that mean there's a milk crisis going on as well?
Oh.
Ooh.
Because doesn't butter come from milk?
Yes, it does.
Yeah! Do I get a point for that?
Yeah, you don't get a point for butter coming from milk. But you do get a point for that. Yes, heavy rains during the summer affected the grazing of cows and reduced milk production. So what happens if there is a shortage of butter?
You buy butter from somewhere else.
Toast is awful. It's just dry with a topping.
We're talking basic supply and demand here. There is less butter, therefore...
Butter is more costly and only available to the crowned heads of Europe.
I mean, I'm giving you the point for the first half of that answer. Norway was gripped by smore panic, which translates as...
Some more panic.
Butter some panic.
I've got like a thing of like a Norwegian panic scale, which is no panic, some more panic, lots of panic.
So, yes, it got to the point where a single pack of imported Lurpak butter...
Oh, Lurpak!
...cost... Oh, you know what? We get to do prices right rules here. Hello. Here is a pack of butter.
Pack this big?
Import... Here is a pack,
here
of,
is
butter.
A pack of butter.
Mid-December... 2011.
Salted or unsalted?
It does not specify.
Because it does depend on the use. Because if it's unsalted, that's more your bakers who are going to be throwing money at it.
Oh, no, this is very much dietary butter.
Dietary butter? There's a butter diet now?
I quote...
Oh! Slice it like cheese and put it on toast.
Bless your beds.
1,000 kroner.
1,000...
Oh, we're doing it in kroner?
No, we're not doing it in kroner. I don't have a calculator.
I'm doing it in kroner.
Right. 1,000 kroner is about 100 quid, I think.
Yeah, that's more or less 100 quid. So
1,000 kroner.
I'm going to say the equivalent of 25 quid.
I was going to say 100 quid, but he's already got that. So let's say £150 or 1,500 kroner.
Gary is correct. £32 for a small pack of butter.
Hang on, 32 quid for a pack of butter?
Yeah, it's about the same as you're paying Sainos now for lower packs.
So why did this not get resolved by the free hand of capitalism?
Because the free hand of capitalism had too much butter on it. It was all slippy and couldn't rip it.
They could pass the butter, but they couldn't pick up the kroners.
Just sliding out of their hands.
I think the butterfingers of capitalism have just summed up everything that's wrong with the world, Gary. I'm getting, you know what? Why did they not just import more butter?
Tariffs.
Yes.
Cause not in EU.
Yes.
Topical. Hold on, everybody. Radio 4, get the big reel-to-reel recorders running. We're coming.
Yes, tariffs on butter. There was a deficit of 500 to 1,000 tonnes of butter in the country.
One shipping container.
That they can see over the border in Sweden, Norway.
Yeah.
That is a land border. Yes.
Thank you. I'm all a bit hazy around that region. I don't know who's next to what.
Surely that affected Sweden as well, because the weather should be similar around there, right?
You say that. What did some Swedes do?
Did they taunt them on the border by eating really thickly buttered toast?
I'd do that.
Actually, yeah.
To Lancashire!
Post butter over the border? Try and make
smuggle.
Money.
Smuggle! Butter smugglers!
Yes!
What's in the van?
Not butter.
A number of individuals were apprehended by the authorities for attempting to smuggle butter across the border. While Swedes posted online adverts offering to drive butter to Norwegians.
Did they get around the custom by greasing their palms?
Hey! No. A Danish television show also broadcast something.
Television.
I need to learn to be more specific with my questions.
Did they just have some slow TV, Norway style, but of just butter melting in a kitchen somewhere?
What? Someone's just watching going, what a waste. Sad chefs with empty pans go look at little big puppy dog eyes and going, if only I had some butter.
You know what? Yes, they broadcast a satirical emergency appeal to send butter.
This isn't a joke. There are people without butter in this country.
They gathered 4,000 packs to be distributed to butter-starved Norwegians.
Bloody really? Hell.
There's a lot of very dark stuff in here, but there is also the Ark of Taste.
What? Is that like the Ark of the Covenant, but with tasty treats? Don't look at it!
The butter just comes flying out.
It's fried foods.
I'm melting, but it's butter. It's all just butter.
Is it an institution kind of thing that is a catalogue of national tastes? So would it have the fermented fishy canny thing in it?
Almost. There's one word you're missing in there. Which is, yes, it's a catalogue of international foodstuffs and tastes and things like that.
Extinct. You're no longer culturally dying out like Welsh died out, that sort of thing.
That'll do. Endangered heritage foods.
So is it all stuff that people either can't be asked to make anymore or they've decided it's not good for you and it's gone out of fashion kind of stuff and then everyone's forgotten about it?
Yeah, pretty much. It may not be forgotten about, but it could be.
Or rules have presented it being done like unpasteurised milk, that kind of thing.
Does anyone want to name some of the things that are in the United Kingdom section of the Ark of Truth? Just in terms of categories, if not exact things, what are we famous for historically?
Cornish pasties?
Now they're fine, aren't they? There's loads of those. There was one on York Station this morning.
Just lying there, abandoned. Sad music playing over the top of it.
Some kind of cheese.
Yeah, it's mostly cheeses and grains. That's the history of Britain right there.
What a great duo they were, cheese and grains.
And potatoes.
Potatoes, really?
Potatoes.
Any specific famous potatoes you might know?
King Edward.
Maris Piper.
You're just naming potatoes now.
That's what you asked us to do.
What individually famous potato.
What we're looking for here is the pointless answer.
The Kohinoor potato that sat in the royal crown up until 1640, until the English Civil War.
Okay.
The middle of the English crown had a f***ing spud in it.
Jersey Royal.
How are they endangered?
It is listed here as being this endangered thing.
I smell bullshit.
Not in there.
Not in there. Not in there. Sadly, there is Old Gloucester beef.
Old Gloucester beef, just an argument in Old Gloucester. Well, you enjoyed it.
Not to be confused with the double Gloucester beef when there's only one piece of cheese left. And you can't decide who wants it.
Come on, Radio 4. Come on. This is good.
We also have, under food politics, the British restaurant.
That from World War...
I saw your face go there.
Ding.
That was the face of Gary going, I have remembered an archive fact.
Can I just tell you, readers, one of my things I'd like to get
Did
out...
Did you just
in
call
this...
them readers?
Yes. They may be reading...
That bored, they've all got a book.
Not every fact comes from intelligent things. This is from Dad's Army. Because the British restaurant was a national restaurant in the Second World War that sold cheap and good food to people.
Yes.
Not just soldiers.
Absolutely right. It was a government... It was originally a community feeding centre. And Winston Churchill came along...
Why did he change the name?
Yeah, Winston Churchill came along and decided that British Restaurant was a
British
better name.
British Restaurant.
We serve brandy. And you could have a large plate of brandy. And some tunes.
We also have the category here in Wikipedia of butter. There is an entire article on Lerpak. Oh. There is also an entire article on someone called Norma Lyon, L-Y-O-N. She's an American farmer and an artist.
Who painted in butter.
Yeah.
Or carved into butter.
Yes.
Like the Lerpak advert. Remember at Christmas in the 90s?
Yes, born in Nashville, Tennessee. What kind of things did she carve out of butter?
President's face.
Cubes. Bricks.
Cathedrals.
But made of bricks.
Well, this was a specific thing at the Iowa State Fair and has been every
year. Corn.
It's very apt that you would carve this out of butter. It's almost...
A cow!
Yes! The Iowa State Fair butter cow.
That's taking the piss a little bit, isn't it? Well, taking the milk, but, you know.
All these you're cows. Taking the piss, something's gone very wrong with your butter creation.
Did they carve a specific cow or just the generic concept of cow?
Eh?
Oh, wow, Plato's world of the buttery cave.
What? How's that work?
Did they carve a cow or did they carve Daisy?
Oh, right, so a specific cow or just, like, an outline of, you know, cows.
So Daisy can look at Butter Daisy made from Daisy's butter.
No, it was a generic cow, but there are also some other topical things that were carved alongside it.
A milk urn or whatever.
No, topical for whatever was going on in the world that year.
A tank. It would have been World
War
II.
What was the year?
Basically, what I have for a list here is everything since 1996.
Oh. Every year since 1996, they've carved something
they've
out of
butter. They've carved both a butter cow. That's been since 1911. Since 1996, there's been something else there.
Tony
Spice
Blair.
Spice Girls.
We both hit 1996 there.
You see, what was weird was what I didn't get out in time was Mr. Blobby, so I would have been 1996.
I think we were in Britain in 1996, weren't we?
No, some of the things include Tiger Woods. When he won the golf.
Saxophone. Something that's definitely just a cigar.
Yes.
Ah. No, that year, what year was that? Good grief.
That would be about 96. It would be around 96, 97.
No, an American Eagle was
America.
There that year. And in 2007, Harry Potter.
Of course.
Wow.
Harry Butter.
Send it back to the cow.
All right, there is one last thing I want to talk about in the category of butter.
Great sentences of our time.
This is the butter episode, and I would like us to talk...
The butter episode.
...about artificial butter flavouring.
Just don't.
God, you sound like this chair at an agricultural conference. There is, and finally, delegates, there is one thing I would like to talk about, the scourge of artificial butter flavouring.
Crusty butter.
The thing is, it is a scourge.
It is a scourge.
Scourge is actually a pretty good word for this.
Things that are calling themselves butter when they aren't really butter, but they've got pretend butter in them.
Yeah, it's butter flavouring that goes into other stuff.
Tis butter flavouring.
And that's from the new BBC Two series, William Shakespeare, Food Analyst.
including a very modern bit of technology.
VR.
iPhones.
No, we're looking for something pretty modern. Technology that's used by a lot of people.
Condoms. Buttery condoms.
Oh, no.
Hey, I've seen whiskey-flavoured and smoky bacon-flavoured ones in pubs, so that must be possible.
Those are the crisps, Gary. The thing you're going to in the bathroom to get your crisps from, they're not crisps.
Oh, that's where the kid came from.
This is something that is causing... lung problems.
Fags. Oh, vape!
Yes.
Buttery vape.
Buttery vape. Popcorn-flavoured vape, or butter and popcorn-flavoured vape, was a thing for a while, and now they are trying to sell it without these chemicals in.
But that is vaporising some liquid, so can you just put butter in it?
It's aerosol butter, yeah.
Or spreadable. That's more liquefied, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, more oils, though. You got to be careful.
I don't think inhaling actual butter is any better than inhaling diacetyl fumes.
Ah, but is it tastier?
There's only one way to find out, folks.
Smash cut.
And why didn't that flavouring, that margarine, everything like that, why didn't that solve the Norwegian butter crisis?
Because it's dreadful.
Yes. That is... actually the case.
Well, margarine, if you've ever seen it, its natural form is really unappetizing. It's just a grey lump, isn't it? It is coloured yellow, so it looks more like butter and therefore appetising.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Margarine was such a poor substitute by Norwegian standards that they went out and bought the butter instead. And
I have lower standards than Norway.
And what year was this?
2011.
Oh, so that was still when you could get reasonable butter substitute.
Yeah. Yep,
it is still definitely a substitute.
It is still definitely a substitute, and that was why there was smur panic. butter panic in Norway.
And that's what the Smith song Panic is about.
Panic in the streets of Oslo.
Yeah, but Morrissey will be enjoying that because he's a vegan. He's a militant vegan, isn't he?
I think what we're learning here is that Morrissey caused the butter crisis.
Morrissey!
On that, congratulations, Matt. You win the show.
Yeah!
You win a chocolate bar shaped like a cartoon frog that is also the lead singer of a Queen tribute act.
Fuck off. I've got this.
Gary?
Freddo Mercury.
And with that, we say thank you to Chris Joel, to Gary Grannan, to Matt Gray. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.